AMZ lines. Brisbane City Council has denied Our Lady of Fatima Church's request to demolish its hall, which contains asbestos and is infested with termites. According to the ABC, the council has blocked the demolishment due to its heritage significance to the community. The church's request to remove the hall from the heritage list was also declined by the council. In an interview with the ABC, parishioner Noel Sweeney said it would cost $700,000 to repair a building they don't really want. Parish will be meeting with the council on March 5 to address this.
In national news, Peter Dutton says he will cut $24 billion from public service jobs to fund the Coalition's $9 billion Medicare boost. This comes after Mr. Dutton and Shadow Health Minister Anne Rouston announced they would match Labor's pledge to invest $8.5 billion into Medicare. The Coalition has refused to say the precise amount of jobs it will cut if elected. However, on Monday, Dutton said that they would be targeting the 36,000 public service worker jobs added by Labor since 2022. In international news, the leader of the largest political party in Germany has said that Europe must seek independence from the United States. Friedrich Merz, leader of Germany's Christian Democracy Party, said that strengthening Europe and moving away from relying on the US for defense was an absolute priority. Merz said that it was clear the current American government cared very little about the fate of Europe, and that he was unsure NATO would exist in its current form come the Transatlantic Military Alliance meeting in June. It is likely that Friedrich Merz will become the next Chancellor of Germany.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you for that. Now, I noticed off the coast of Queensland there's a media sensation brewing. Mm-hmm. Now, you do know, you are aware that us announcers, we just love talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, so there's a cyclone happening over there. So, you know, keep that on your radar for the next...
I think it's been upgraded to a possible Category 3. We know it's been upgraded to a 2, but I think there has been a change, so... Stay tuned, there might be an update.
Well, thank you for that. And yes, thank you for keeping us all updated. We'll see you again at 11 a.m. Now, I've quickly got to... I've got a song here that I had to find last week. I do... The song is, Do They Owe Us? Well, I owe someone. And that someone is... Let me look it up. Jason, I owe you a song. From Crass. So here we go. We're going to start the show off with something a little bit different for Jason here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Politics, election, here's something I want to say about the state of the nation, the way it treats us today. At school they give you shit, drop you in the pit. You try and try and try to get out, but you can't, cause they fuck you about. Then you're a prime example of how they must not be. This is just a sample of what they've done to you and me. Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't want me anymore, cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. And now that I am different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out, they'd love to see me dead. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But the living that is owed to me, I'm never gonna get. They've buggered this whole world up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you ain't done. They'll make you an epitome of everything that's wrong. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't take any notice of what the public think.
They're so hyped up with TV, they just don't want to think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice. And when you don't want to hear it, they'll say you're full of vice. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
And now for something completely different. 4ZZZ.
Just so you know, the next song will probably contain some coarse language and adult themes.
Let's go now. Between your legs, all I really care about is what's inside your head. And I don't give a fuck how you identify. All I really wanna know is will you stand with me and fight against the right-wing bigots. I don't play by their rules. They tell me I should hate you, but I'm nobody's fool. I am not your enemy, and I'll stand by your side. And I don't give a shit who you wanna screw. It ain't none of my business, and I won't come at you. The boring bullshit stereotypes or rigid social norms, I will never be the one to tell you to conform. So fuck the right-wing bigots. I don't play by their rules. They tell me I should hate you, but I'm nobody's fool. I am not your enemy, and I'll stand by your side. Your fight is my fight, our futures are tied. Fuck hatred. As long as you're okay with them, I don't see why I should care. And I don't even give a shit if you don't like me. I'm still gonna stand with you in solidarity against right-wing bigots. I don't play by their rules. They tell me I should hate you, but I'm nobody's fool. I am not your enemy, and I'll stand by your side. Your fight is my fight. Our futures are tied, that's right, they are.
Be sure to tune in to Right Here, Right Now, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to catch your next favourite band playing live to air, right here from 4ZZZ Studios. This week, catch a set from up-and-coming Oz rap artist, Timos.
Love and fear the way these cowards flirt. Take the fall and show it all to
As featured on our very own Pass the Ox, Timos brains, brings a mix of fresh verse, and old Oz rap flavour, along with his unique flow and ad-libs. Catch Timos on Right Here, Right Now, Tuesday, 6 p.m. on 4ZZZ. Or listen back on our website, 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ, 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 4ZZZ.
Good morning, comrades, and welcome to another episode of Workers' Power here on 4ZZZ. My name's Bill, and I use the he, him pronouns. Thank you to Zedlines for bringing us all up to date with the news, and also thank you to the crew from Transmission and their two-hour special and those lovely words about me. You know, like I've got a reputation of... you know, as a cage match specialist. So thank you to the crew for transmission. Here on today's show, we've got Jackson will be joining us a little bit later, but we've got the crew from Permanent Revolution here, and we're going to have a chat with them. But before we go any further, we want to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land from which we broadcast, the Yuggera and Turrbal people, whose land was stolen, never ceded. We pay our respects to elders past and present. We also acknowledge all First Nations comrades are listening today. We stand in solidarity with First Nations people in their struggles for recognition, reparation and land rights. We live and benefit on stolen land, and it's time to pay the rent. Now, you would have heard, I started the show off with something a little bit different, a request from last week. And that was, it was the band name is Crass, and the track was Do They Owe Us? They sure do. And then we followed that up with a track from Permanent Revolution, Gender Blind. And so I've got DJ and Paul from Permanent Revolution in the studio with us today. Welcome, comrades.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks, comrade. Good to be here.
And let's start with that track. And we were talking about transmission and how... How that they gave you a little bit of a mention and said that there was a really big rally happening for transaction, and when the crew for Permanent Revolution were there, it just added that extra little bit of safety. So we may as well start with chatting about solidarity with trans workers. Is that something that you would always turn out for?
Yeah, absolutely. Like even before we wrote this song, so I guess the first campaigning I did around, like I'm a boring cis white hetero old man, but apart from anything else, I got a transgender kid. But even a long time before that, I was involved in trying to build support to change the Marriage Act, marriage equality, out petitioning when you know nobody was particularly interested. But eventually, that shifted, and that's a win. And that song, Gender Blind, is one of a couple of songs that we always play. Every time we play that to make it clear. Who we support and what we're about and what we're against. And it's important for us too, because we're basically a skinhead band and part of a local skinhead scene, that, you know, people still look at me, if they don't know me, they still look at us like we're fascists or Nazis or stuff like that. So we want to be really, really 100% clear that we've got nothing to do with that. We're about working class solidarity. And the working class is a global class that comes in all colours, genders, sexual preferences, and that's whose side we're on. We want to make that 100% clear always.
Right on. Yeah. Do you do that at the start of the show and lay the boundaries and create safe spaces? Is that a big part of what you're about in your shows?
Well, obviously always put it up front, whether it would be an acknowledgement from Paul for Indigenous rights and stuff, or like right before we play Gender Blind, for example, we'll sit here and make it very clear what the song's about, and I don't know, it changes somewhat where it's in the set, but it's usually somewhere around the middle, I think.
Yeah, there's other elements that you talk about, you know, within your music. You know, it's not just oi, 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 although I'm going to pick on you a little bit for that, and I've even used it on our Facebook track. Can you expand on that? Because you've named the album, what was it called? Songs in the Key of Oi.
Class Struggle in the Key of Oi.
Class Struggle in the Key of Oi. Can you tell us how you've owned that word, you know?
Oi.
That oi. Can you? Because there's that bit of bogan mentality in and around it, but I admire you for the stand that you've taken with that, and you know, named your whole album about it. Can you talk a bit about that and your feelings about that word?
Yeah, oi is basically a subgenre of punk that started in the late 70s, and it's a specifically working class form of punk. So it started really in the East End of London, late 70s, you know, 79, 80, so forth, mainly associated with skinheads now, but... first and foremost, oi is about being working class. So if you listen to the traditional oi bands in the late 70s, early 80s, they were described as like the music of the dole queue, because you've got to remember it's Thatcherism and all that sort of stuff. To some extent, you know, the National Front and the fascists tried to muscle in on that, and to some extent they did. But really, Oi and the skinhead scene in general has really done a lot over the decades to get rid of those people, so that if they're around and if those bands are around, they don't really mix with us. They have their own thing. And as far as creating a safe space at our gigs, yeah, we make it really clear. It's really good that there's plenty of times we've done a gig and people have come up to me afterwards and said, oh, when I came here, I saw these skinheads and I was shitting myself. But then I realised by the end of your set, you know, what you're about and all that sort of stuff. So we'll have the Sharp logo. If people don't know, Sharp stands for Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice. So we'll have those banners up, the things we say during our show. But I think also that people within the space that we play mostly know who we are. We've been around almost 10 years now. We play a lot of benefits. We play with bands that have got similar values. Our attitude to putting shows on has always been, you know, like, good people, bad band, don't care, there's a stage. Good, bad people, there's a door, fuck off. So it doesn't matter. We play with whatever genre within the punk scene that have the same kind of values as us.
That's right, and that leads us to, we'll talk about the gig that that I've been a bit excited about, is because one of my old friends is coming up. It's the Leftards, and you're playing a show with them, Disdained and Gusset Rats.
Yep.
That's Saturday, March...
No, Friday.
Friday.
Friday, March 14. Friday, 14 March, in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. And a PFR Lounge.
Yep.
Well, so what we'll do now is just to let everyone know kind of what else they're in store for. We'll give you a little bit of a break, and
sure.
We'll play Gusset Rats and their track Back in My Arms here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
If you find yourself going to rude language and concepts, tune out now.